Ted, her managing partner, had given her the file last night, and a promise of partnership if she rose to the challenge. She pulled out a briefing note and took one last look at the key points she had jotted down last night. The case was simple enough. Martha Saunders, a laboratory technician, had started an action for wrongful dismissal against her former employer, pharmaceutical giant High Tech. Martha's previous lawyer had unexpectedly dropped the case, and Ted had picked it up at the last minute. Usually, a case involving a high-profile party would be handled by one of the partners, but Ted had given it to her. A test. Like Friday night. What had she been thinking? What if someone had recognized her? She shouldn't have taken the risk of being seen in a fetish club, as she now headed toward the culmination of years of work. Lawyers love to gossip, and anyone who saw her would have been delighted to spread a rumor, even if they knew it wasn't the truth. Still, Mark had haunted her dreams, the warmth of his hand on her body, the burn of desire in his eyes, and the sensual brush of his lips over her skin in the wine cellar. Oh God, the wine cellar. She twirled her desk chair in a slow circle, remembering the soft rumble of his velvet-smooth voice, her fantasy come to life. The man she imagined when she lost herself in romance novels or sensual films. Someone who would love the unlovable control freak that was Katie Sinclair. Good morning, Kate. A control freak with one fatal weakness, the inability to get her philandering ex-husband out of her life. Katie grimaced as Stephen's voice shattered the organized chaos of the morning. He always insisted on calling her Kate, even though she hated the name. Friends and family called her Katie. Clients called her Catherine. She thought the divorce would be enough to get rid of Kate. Wrong again. Stephen, I've told you before to knock or ring the bell, she shouted from her study. His shadow darkened the doorway. It's still half my house, even though the judge gave you possession. I shouldn't have to knock if I want to see my own kids. He leaned against the doorframe and folded his arms. He'd aged in the year since the divorce. His salt-and-pepper hair now sported streaks of gray, and his once lean muscles had softened, still handsome, but the steel-blue eyes and chiseled jaw, captivating to the young, impressionable 18-year-old girl she had once been, no longer held any appeal. Now, after meeting Mark, he looked average. She slammed the file into a briefcase. He gave me the house because the kids live with me. If you recall, the judge thought the constant stream of young interns in your bed created an unsuitable lifestyle for raising children. Stephen held up his hands in a gesture of mock surrender. We've been through this already. I offered to go to counseling, but you're the one who decided to rip the family apart.
I ripped the family apart?
Katie clenched her teeth and drew in a ragged breath.
I endured your affairs so our kids could have the stable family I never had, and you left me anyway, for an intern!
She closed her briefcase with a bang.
Now you blame me, because I'm the one who filed for the divorce. Unbelievable!
Sally left.
He said the two words, without emotion or remorse.
Oh, God.
Katie looked away to hide her horror.
So now you want to come back, is that it?
He walked across the room and put his hands on her shoulders.
Kate, it was just a blip, a minor diversion. I needed to release some stress, and Sally was there for me when you were busy working. It never changed how I felt about our family. I want us back together, for the kids.
Katie shuddered and wriggled out of his grasp.
I've heard this all before. You apologize. You promise it won't happen again. Then you're in bed with the next young intern who catches your eye. I won't go through it again. That was supposed to be your takeaway message when I filed the divorce petition.
The message I got was that you were stressed because of that big corporate espionage trial, and you took it out on me by filing the petition. But I understand, and I'm willing to forgive you. We all get stressed sometimes.
Katie closed her eyes and took a long, deep breath.
Stay cool. Stay calm. He's baiting you. Don't give him the satisfaction of a response.
I have an important hearing at 10 o'clock, and I have to go. She picked up.